Yesterday we had a beautiful wedding here. The church was packed. And one of the things I forgot to tell the couple, I'll tell you. When we get together in families, people say, well, in our family on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, we always have arguments. But the problems in family is not that people argue, is that they don't know how to argue. In classical logic, argumentum ad rem means that you argue the issue. And it is the correct way to argue something. We need to buy a new house. We're thinking about moving. We're thinking about getting a new job. Where should the kids go to school? These are all issues which family argue. But when things get heated, instead of arguing the issue, the pros and the cons, people begin what in Latin we call argumentum ad hominem. We attack the person. I hate you. You look stupid. You're not smart. By the way, you stink. All these stuff happens in beautiful family arguments because they don't know how to argue. To restrain yourself from attacking the person that you love and to maintain a calm, peaceful disposition to use the brain that God gave us to figure stuff out is the best thing in the family. Because when the pain gets to a certain threshold, the temptation always is to look for someone who's to blame. It's your fault. We forget that in a family, we have a problem that we should solve together. It's very easy to look for a sacrificial lamb, to look for someone to sacrifice instead of solving the issue. So today's gospel was about Jesus having his disciples go into the deep and have a great catch of fish. But after they catch all these fish, they leave everything and follow Jesus. Because Jesus was the important thing. In your family, never forget who is important. The people that you are with, do not use them as sacrifices to blame from a problem. Think of them as resources, as fellow travelers who can help you solve a problem. If you don't hurt them by your words and by your actions, to look for a scapegoat. I don't know if you remember, but the ancient Israelites, a scapegoat was an animal, a goat, upon whom the sins of the community were figuratively tossed. And then they chased the animal out into the desert so it could die. That's what happens in family arguments when you don't argue the issue, but you begin to attack the person. So this is just one little thing that I ask you. Today, you may have an argument in the family. Refuse the temptation to attack the person. Instead, focus. How can we together solve our problem? Slava Isusu Christu.